Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where coaches who are not quite ready to hire a team can learn sufficient skills in tech, marketing, and systems to bring their business forward and become profitable enough to make their first hire. Let's get started with your host, Alverne Ballard.
In this episode, we'll be looking at marketing versus sales. What's the difference between them? All right, let's get into it. If you are an entrepreneur or small business owner, it is easy to see why there's some confusion when looking at marketing versus sales. While both areas are crucial to any business, it is important to understand the activities associated with each one. Traditionally, the thought of selling makes the average person cringe. The reason for this is that certain salespeople have created a bad reputation in the mind of buyers. Most people associate selling with a typical car or insurance salesperson, don't you? While this is unfortunate, here are some things you need to know for your business. What does a marketing person do? Does your business need marketing? Can you make market without a budget? What does a salesperson do? Is this person essential for your business? Can any business survive without sales and marketing? While you may know the answers to some of these questions, you must understand the importance of each one for business growth. In this episode, you'll learn all about sales versus marketing, as well as the first person you need to hire as your business grows. Spoiler alert, it's not what you think, or even who you think for that matter. So what is sales anyway? According to Wikipedia, sales is the activity related to selling or the number of goods sold in a specific time period. In one sense, this can be accurate, but to be fair, marketing is indirectly related to selling. I want you to think of the last time you purchased an item or anything this past week, and you come to an interesting realization. Many of us buy without the help of an actual salesperson. This is because most items with a price tag below $500 can be purchased online without direct contact with a person. I'm sure that no one tapped you on the shoulder to ask you to shop at your local supermarket. If you buy gifts, clothes, household accessories online, there is generally no contact with a salesperson. Are you now wondering what motivated you to make that purchase? Well, the answer to that question may lie in the definition of marketing. So what's marketing? Because we got the definition for sales from Wikipedia, let's check them again for their take on marketing. According to Wikipedia, marketing is the activities that a company does to promote the buying and selling of their products or services. Wait, what? Yes, marketing promotes buying and selling. So in one sense, marketing involves sales. Another way to look at it is marketing results in sales. A marketing person is targeted with some revenue outcomes. Of course, they're not expected to directly bring it in, but that's what they're measured on. So everything that a marketer does must result in an action. If there's no action, then that person is not accomplishing their job properly. Now, for any small business owner, entrepreneur, that marketing person is more or less likely you before you can actually hire someone to do the marketing for you. But I'll come to that in a little bit. So everything that a marketer does must result in an action. And if there's no action, then that person is not accomplishing their job. Let's go back to the analogy of you going to the supermarket to buy something like bread. You get into the bread aisle and there are 50 different brands and types of bread. You've got white bread, half and half, wholemeal, whole wheat, seeded, multi-seeded, white, soft brown, wheat, soda, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So here's the question. Why do you choose the one with the bread that you bought or that you normally buy compared to any of the others on the shelf? It could be the taste, the packaging, your special diet, the price, or maybe some advertisement that you saw somewhere many years ago. Do you understand now why marketing is so important and so powerful? So let's take a look at sales activities. As I mentioned previously, the price of a product normally dictates whether or not a salesperson will need to be involved in that buying process. And most likely, depending on the size of your business, that salesperson and marketing person could be you. Imagine going to a car dealer to buy a car, for example, and it's a 100% self-service car dealer. I know this is sounding crazy, but bear with me. That would actually be weird, wouldn't it? You're about to purchase a car for, say, $5,000 or $10,000, and there's no salesperson in sight, no car salesperson. You go through all the aisles with all the cars. You just have a look, decide to choose one. You swipe your card, grab the keys, and you go. I know, that just sounds extremely weird. Do you think that's something that you would enjoy? Won't it be great to have someone on hand? Let me put this to you. Nobody likes a car salesman, but everyone wants help to buy a car. Oh, the irony. So maybe the problem is in the behavior of the person, the salesperson who's trying to sell you the car. Do you think there's such a thing as a good car salesperson? Well, while you're thinking about it, let's take a look briefly at the activities associated with sales. So a salesperson is seen as an advisor. They must have some sort of product knowledge about the car that's for sale, for example. They must match the product features to suit your needs. So if it's a family car, a car for a single person, a car to, you need to have dogs that you take for a walk daily in the forest. You know, you have people, depending on the car that they're buying, have different needs. They need a car that's small enough to fit in city car parks, you know. They need a car that will be able to tow a caravan at the back of it. So, that, you know, there are so many reasons people buy cars. The salesperson always on hand to handle any kind of objection. So you might say, well, an objection could be, I don't like white cars, or I prefer leather seats, or, you know, whatever that objection is. A salesperson is also there to build trust and to ensure a smooth buying journey. So at this point, you're probably wondering, who am I and what qualifies me to talk about sales? The truth is, I worked in sales for over 20 years and I did everything relating to sales. Well, not everything. Mine was mainly tech, telecoms, and software sales. I did several training programs in this area, so I know about sales. But here's a thought before we jump into marketing activities. If you've ever bought anything that's a complex sale, for example, a car, a house, anything that has a sort of, you know, hoops to jump through, it's important that the salesperson is there to enjoy or to experience even a smooth buying journey so they can give a good testimonial back to the company, which has a cycle that brings referrals back into the company. So as some people don't look at the buyer's journey as important or essential or whatever the words you'd like to use, it is super important. I can tell you from experience, some of the companies I work with had a terrible buyer's journey, and customers or potential clients would actually get frustrated with the actual process of going from making a decision to, you know, paying for the goods and services or services that they want to buy. I, for one, absolutely enjoy building relationships with my clients, and I absolutely enjoy having a smooth buyer's journey. Now, let's get into marketing activities. Unless anything less than $500 can easily be sold online with the right process. One of the keys to market successfully in a digital business is understanding your potential buyers. If you are one of my existing followers, you would have seen a buyer journey before, but here is a gentle reminder. Okay, before I go into the buyer's journey, if you need to access the show notes, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP208. That's successunscrambled.com/EP208 to get access to the show notes and all the diagrams and all the notes that I'm giving you here. So the buyer journey consists of five stages. You've got awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, and retention. And at each stage of the buyer journey, there's something that needs to happen to help drive your potential client down that funnel. So think of it as a funnel, like a V, so to speak. And at the top of the funnel, you've got awareness, and at the very bottom, you've got retention. So let's take a look at each one of those briefly so that you get a better understanding of what a marketer does. Awareness. Think of awareness as the first step of the buyer's journey into your world. They never heard of you before. So it is the job of the marketer, it could be you, to help this person become familiar with your business. At this level, it would make sense to feed them with snippets of information like images, GIFs, and short videos. The next level down is interest. Now that they have seen bits of information about you here and there, it's time to open the tap a little bit more to make them even more interested in you. So you do that using blogs, longer videos, podcasts, to educate them about who you are and what products you offer and is best, and what products that you offer is best suited to their level. Consideration is the next stage down. Things are starting to get a little bit more serious now because this person's at that stage where they have a short list of options. And that's why it's called consideration. So they're considering your offer with someone else, or your car that you're selling with someone else's, or your whatever it is you're selling with someone else's, or even a list of five on the shortlist. They are almost ready to buy, but they need to compare features and benefits that you offer with other competing solutions. This is why webinars, case studies, testimonials are also very effective at this buying cycle stage. Conversion is next. Now your potential buyer knows everything they need to know about you and the other competitors, and they want to make a purchase. But sometimes they hesitate for whatever reason. I don't know, they're too busy, they'll do it on the weekend, whatever. So they also see how, this is where they also see how, you know, other people just like them have experienced success with using your offer. So sometimes a fun activity like a five-day challenge, a masterclass, or a case study which is done live via an interview format will really help them take that next step. Retention is the very last stage of the buyer journey. And as you can see, after they've made the purchase, the journey doesn't end. They need to be encouraged to make another purchase. This is why discounts and loyalty rewards are crucial to turning them into raving fans. Okay, so up next, we've got a practical sales and marketing example. So some people tend to think of sales and marketing as disjointed. And like I said, you wouldn't necessarily need a salesperson to make a sale if your product is less than $500 in terms of the offer. However, because there is a, you know, it is not marketing, 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 and then nothing at the end of it. You still have a sale, but it's not, it's like a marketing assisted sale as opposed to a sale assisted by a salesperson. Okay, so now it's time to look at a practical example of sales and marketing. If you are a blogger and you are trying to grow your email list, for example, and via your email list, you have probably an email sequence that will actually convert your lead into a buyer, you'll first want to find a way to promote your blog where your audience hangs out. In this example, let's say that they are on Pinterest. They could be on Pinterest, they could be on Facebook, it could be any of the social media platforms, it doesn't really matter. What you would need to do is to create Pinterest pins or images for social media for each blog post and pin them frequently on Pinterest or share them frequently on social media. When your potential clients click on one of your images or pins, they will come through to your blog and read your content. They will more or less skim. Over 70% of people actually just skim through your content. They'll notice that there are two stages involved in this part of the buyer journey. The awareness is your social media image or your Pinterest pin, and the interest, so you have awareness and your interest and consideration. The interest of part of the buyer's journey is where they actually come and they read or skim through your blog. In order to get them to the consideration stage, you can have a lead magnet with an email series attached to that, or even a webinar. And I have a very detailed example in the show notes where you can actually see a step-by-step outline of what this journey looks like moving from the awareness stage all the way down to the conversion. So head over to the show notes, successonscramble.com/EP208 to have a look at this image or diagram that I've included in the show notes. As I mentioned in the diagram, you'll actually see the conversion stage where people can actually end up buying your offer, whatever the offer it is that you're offering. And this specifically relates especially to digital businesses. So if you're a personal development coach or business coach, this will actually relate to you. However, in some instances, you would actually need to, because most coaches have a product that is over close to $5,000. So you have a coaching program that's 6 months or 12 weeks or whatever it is. Then you would be the salesperson. They'll have to jump on a call with you. So what you will actually have after the webinar or after whatever it is you're offering, the email sequence, is a call to action for them to apply to your coaching program. Notice also that the path of a conversion is one of the keys. Having a path of conversion is one of the keys to ensuring that your marketing efforts result in sales. So like I said, you can't just have marketing without any call to action for the person to take that action to show that they're interested in taking that step to converting as one of your potential clients. So what's the secret to getting higher conversions from your marketing efforts? When I first got started in business a few years ago, I had a few ideas on what I needed to do to make things happen. I knew that I needed to offer a product or service. Also, I needed to have an established online presence to build authority. The fact is that I am not a designer by any stretch of the imagination, so creating images and lead magnets was difficult. So if you're not a designer yourself, I feel your pain. However, I learned how to use Photoshop, Canva, PicMonkey, which led me to create social media graphics. However, the one thing that is needed for everyone starting out in business, apart from an offer, is conversions. So I can have as many pretty social media graphics as I can. People could come and skim through my blog, and they might join my email list. But in order for me to get conversions, the copy or text on all of my content, whether it be on my blog posts, my landing pages, my emails, all of my content must resonate with my potential buyers. This means as an entrepreneur or small business owner, your first hire should be a copywriter. A copywriter will write copy for your website, landing pages, sales pages, your email sequences, and that copy, a copywriter specifically writes copy that will help your potential buyers convert into paying clients. No one ever talks about this at all in many business trainings or coaching programs. They talk about promoting your business, about getting conversions is one thing that generates revenue. Without conversions, then all of your marketing efforts will be in vain. So marketing versus sales, a side-by-side comparison. Now that you know the difference between marketing and sales, here's a summary of it in table format. So again, I've got this in the show notes. Head over to successandscramble.com/EP208. On the far left-hand side of the actual table, I've got three columns. The far left has a feature. The next column is marketing, and the next one is sales. So drive awareness, marketing, yes, sales, no. Piques the interest of the potential buyer, marketing, yes, sales, no. Assist with consideration, marketing and sales, yes and yes. Generate sales, marketing and sales, yes and yes. Needs copywriting, marketing and sales, yes and yes. So you need copywriting for both stages of the buyer journey, from all of your marketing content and sales content, because even the sales pages, for example, needs copywriting. Helps with retention, marketing, yes, and sales, yes. The top of funnel, marketing, yes, sales, no, and bottom of funnel, marketing new and sales, yes. Well, marketing, yes, in one sense, when they have to market to, like if you do a remarketing or retargeting campaign to existing customers, inviting them to take action on a second product or third product, where you're giving them a 10, 20% discount as a loyal buyer or a loyal customer. While it is easy to see how anyone can be confused by the two disciplines, it's important to remember a few things. Any small business that is 100% online is a digital business. This business type would normally need a lot of digital marketing strategies to drive sales. Having a clear conversion path, now I couldn't stress this enough, having a clear conversion path helps potential buyers to know what they need to do next in order to become a client with you. While in While sales and marketing can be confusing for some people, it is easy to see that the two disciplines actually go hand in hand. The salesperson knocking at your front door feels intrusive without the help of a marketing campaign. So if you have a marketing campaign that warms up your audience, who is, say, for example, people living in a particular city, and you have this flyer through the door telling you that people will be knocking at your door to deliver your first free, whatever it is, XYZ, then you know people are open to it, they're expecting it, and then the person knocking at the door wouldn't feel so intrusive. Marketing is essentially a great way to warm up your potential clients so that they are ready to buy when the offer is made. In your business, having an offer is essential to generate revenue so that your company can thrive. If you would like to outsource the marketing side of your business so that you can stay in your zone of genius, that's great, because there are people like me who help coaches like you set up and optimize all the marketing and tech. Feel free to grab my service guide. I've left a link again in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP208 to get access to that service guide. When you download a service guide, you can find out more of how I can help you. So over to you. What has been your experience with understanding marketing versus sales? So who is this podcast for? If you are a business coach, personal development coach, or you know someone who is a personal coach or a business coach, feel free to share this podcast episode with them so they will know how they can sort of boost their business, get more sales, get higher conversions in their business. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a 5-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. I've seen so many experts offer programs to help potential entrepreneurs to start a business. While this is a good thing, beware of any business in the box program that doesn't educate you on the importance of copywriting. I started this podcast back in 2017 because I had a burden on my heart to reduce women's illiteracy globally. Because this is a huge undertaking, I've decided to help 1,000 personal development coaches over the next 10 years become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way, we can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can help reduce women's illiteracy worldwide. Would you like to be part of this movement? Shoot me an email using albern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.
This episode of the Success Unscrambled podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be the first to learn how to exponentially grow your coaching business with more tips and tricks in tech, marketing, and systems. That way, you can become more profitable, allowing you to hire a supportive team. Remember to leave a 5-star rating with valuable feedback so that we can continue to bring you content that gives you results. See you on the next episode.